time out to join us here today. What an amazing day and what a fantastic opportunity for us all to come together to share in fellowship and praise. Psalm 133:1 says, "How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." We welcome you one and all with open arms and a smile. May we look upon this special occasion today and welcome every other new day as yet another special gift from God, our Creator. May we see today as yet another wonderful opportunity to draw even closer to His grace and His light. Thank you for sharing with us today. We hope that the fellowship and love that you experience here today with us will continue to echo in your lives in the days and the years that lie ahead. Again, we welcome you, and we say may God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We're here today to do what?
Celebrate.
Celebrate what you're sitting in right now. So in order to celebrate, somebody jump up and start. We're going to celebrate what the Lord has done for us. All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. Because it had not been for the Lord, it wouldn't be possible. But to God be all the glory for the things that He has done. Now I'm gonna try to keep it down, but it's hard to keep it down when the praises go up and the blessings come down. How many know that? Amen. And you're looking good today. Amen. Maybe that'll make you feel better. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. We're gonna have our scripture reading by Pastor Daphne Studevant. Did I get close? All right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to be here this evening. I am so happy about what the Lord has done. Praise God. And at this time, I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. I'm just going to read a few verses. And I think this scripture right here is fitting for this church. Amen? Matthew 16. And I'll read from verse 13 whenever you find it. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Matthew 16, started in verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. And this is the word for God's Miracle Church. Amen. Praise God.
Thank God for the reading of the word. The word is life and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. We're going to have prayer by Pastor Warren. Same person, man. All right. Okay, you come in a package. Let's receive it by saying amen.
Lord, we are blessed because we put our hope and our trust in you. And Lord, we rejoice with our brother and our sister and our sister church, Lord, for all that you've done. And looking back over the years, Lord God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord God, for your guidance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for paying attention to people like us, Lord, that sometimes people may walk by, Lord, and not even know that we love you like this and that we've committed our lives to your work, oh Lord, and how you put your seal of approval on our hearts of worship and praise, Lord God. And we realize that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So, Lord, we rejoice for what you've done with our brother and sister and with the congregation and for them, Lord God. Such a beautiful edifice, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the love that went into its planning, for the faith that went into its building, Lord God. And even now for the word that will go forth for the rejuvenation of hearts and the saving of souls in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you would bless this house, Lord God. Bless the pastors and all who have committed and connected themselves with them that they might be a help in your kingdom, Lord God. We pray that you would guide them with love, Lord God, and compassion, O God. We pray that you would give them peace, that when they lay down at night, oh God, they won't have any worries, but they'll rest in you, Lord. And we give you thanks, oh God, that we can even be a part of this celebration, that we just come together and say, glory, hallelujah. Look what God has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you a shout of praise, oh God, because we know that this is your work, and we give you the glory for all that you've done, Lord, touching these pastors' hearts, oh God, motivating them, Lord God, that they would prepare a place of worship for your holy name. To you be glory and honor and praise. And Lord, we pray that even as the days go on, even as the months drift by, in the years past, Lord God, that you will know that you have trusted them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, even to the saving of souls. And I thank you, Lord God, that it's no turning around for them now, Lord, but they're pressing hard toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ in your name, Lord. I thank you that the two are one, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we bless your name forever. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The church say praise the Lord. Amen. Right now we're going to have a selection by the Gospel Truth Choir, Midlothian First Baptist. Why don't you look at your neighbor next to you and tell him, I'm here today because God kept me and he wouldn't let go. I don't know about you, but one day I almost gave up. But so glad that God held me close and he wouldn't let go. I can be comfortable because I get kind of excited. Oh, yeah. When you think about where you could have been, and some of us are not supposed to be here today. We're supposed to be dead. But when you look at what God done for you, God kept you in spite of. Somebody said in spite of. In spite of. Uh-huh. God kept me. God kept me.
Yes, it did.
God kept me. So I wouldn't let go. If you've been through what I've been through, you'll be shouting too. Because this time last year, I couldn't talk. The enemy literally came and took my voice, took my thoughts. I couldn't even think for myself. Look at me now. Oh, glory to God. And you sitting down on God? As it said, the Miracle Church. Somebody tell him I'm a miracle. You know, we can get very pious. But let me tell you, when you go through enough and you get sick and tired of being tired, you're going to forget about what you look like. You're going to forget about trying to act cute. And you're just going to give God the praise, because if it had not been for the Lord that was on your side. Somebody lift your hands and give them some praise up in here. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that is done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. I thank God because God kept me. And he wouldn't let go. Got you rocking now. When you start rocking, after a while you're gonna start hollering. After a while you're gonna start running. After a while you're gonna start shouting. You know the song they used to sing, something got a hold of me. I went to the church one night and my heart was not right, but something, what was that something? It wasn't Seekum Sagram. It wasn't Jack Daniels. But something, play it, sister. Something got a hold of me. Whoa, I went to the church, you know, heart wasn't right. Oh, something got a hold. Jesus got a hold of me. Oh, Jesus got a hold of me. You know, I went to the church one night. Like church, you're letting me know that something got a hold of you when your heart wasn't right. And what happened? You went to a meeting one night and that did it. Aren't you glad something got a hold of you? Aren't you glad it was Jesus instead of the devil? He already had you, but when Jesus got you, he changed your life. Somebody give God a hand praise. Amen. Now, since we don't let that something get a hold of us, we're going to go into the history of God's Miracle Church by Linda Spellman. Are you in the house? She's right there. Come on down, Linda.
Praise God. I think we're ready for church this evening. Amen. Our church has a pastor to do something very brief, so it's very, very brief. Amen. Now, on August 11th, 1990, yes, it's 2018, but on August 11th, 1990, an all-night prayer was held. During this blessed time of prayer and fellowship with God, the foundation of God's Miracle Church was established. As God ordained, God's Miracle Church was founded from a remnant of people where God totally leads, guides, and directs his church. Our pastors accepted the call to be the under-shepherds of God's Miracle Church, where Jesus Christ is the shepherd. Amen. We have held service at various locations, from our pastors' homes to several church sanctuaries, to where we are today, here at 1801 Taconi Drive. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. In reflection, we thank God for the many souls that have been saved and lives that have been transformed by God through the ministry of God's Miracle Church, a place where the love of Christ abides. Amen.
I was just sitting there waiting for some more. All right, all right. I was adding up. I think she said 1990. Have that been 29 years? Am I right? Going on 29. Isn't God good? Look where he brought you from. Song said he brought you from a mighty long ways. And I know it wasn't easy. But thank God. Thank God. To God be the glory for the things he have done. You started a work and God has finished it. Now you're sitting in God's Miracle Church. Somebody say, to God be the glory. We dare not steal his glory, because all the glory and all the honor, it belonged to God. So many have started and didn't finish. But thank God, he has started it, and he's going to finish it. Because if it had not been for God, it wouldn't be possible. But we give all glory and all honor to the Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Then he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For it's not by, nor by, but by his, says the Lord. Amen. This young man on the front row just sitting there looking at me. As if to say, where did she, talking about you. Where did she, yes. Yes, yeah, he just pulling. Come on. God is good. I just get excited when I see God blessing his people. We met Pastor and his wife. I don't know how long since, we've been knowing them forever. But they're good people. You got good leaders. Why don't you give God a hand praise for them? It's good to have leaders that don't change. Some leaders, they change. When God bless them, they look down on you. I remember one leader we was with, and he was getting ready to build God's house. And I told him, I said, now when you finish building it, don't look at us like you don't remember us. He said, oh no, I'm not going to do that. Guess what? Today he don't remember us. But thank God, we love them, and I know you love them too. Amen. Give them another hand. Amen. It's good to have good leaders. Amen. And right now, we're going to have a selection by the GMC Praise Team. Oh my. They're all sitting around me. God bless you, GM Team. Okay, GMC.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
Lord, you are good, yeah.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
People from every nation.
People from every nation and tongue. From generation to generation, we worship you.
Hallelujah, sing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you. For who you are.
Come on and sing, yeah.
We worship you.
Hallelujah, sing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you. For who you are.
Come on and put your hands together in the church tonight. Come on, y'all. Sing, Lord, you are good, yeah.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
Sing, Lord, you are good, yeah.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
Now people from every nation.
People from every nation and tongue.
From generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, sing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
oh,
we worship
for
you.
For who?
For who you are.
Come on and sing, yeah.
We worship you.
And hallelujah, sing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, we worship
for
you.
For who?
For who you are.
And you are.
You are good.
Come on, say you are.
You are good.
Hey.
All the time.
All the time.
And all the time.
You are.
You are good.
Good.
You are good.
And all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And all
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it's by God's grace that brought each and every one of us safely here today.
Years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storms? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
I'm talking about amazing grace.
God's grace.
Now I made it this far.
I made it this far by the grace of God.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's
grace. I'm talking about amazing grace.
God's grace.
Now I made it this far.
I made it this far. The grace of God.
Lord, I thank you for how you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. Now there were so many times when I came so close. Old man death
He tried to take me in, but the reason I'm here is not hard to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. Hey, it was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
Talking about amazing grace.
God's grace.
Now I made it this far.
I made it this far by the grace of God.
Listen, y'all. Now I remember the times when I strayed away, and even though I knew the word, still I wouldn't obey. But God's grace and His mercy, it brought me all the way. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
Talk about amazing grace.
God's grace.
Oh, I made it.
I made it this far.
Yes, I did, y'all.
By the grace.
Is there anybody here?
God's grace.
Who's got a testimony?
God's grace.
Is there anybody here?
God's grace.
I
want to
give God some praise.
God's grace.
Oh, you made it. You
I made it.
It. You
far.
Made it. Yes, we made it.
By the grace.
Oh, yeah.
Of God.
I remember a time.
God's grace.
When I wanted to give up.
God's grace.
I remember the time when
God's
I wanted to throw
grace.
In the towel.
God's grace.
But I kept on praying. I kept
I
on praying.
Made it this
I kept
far.
On praying. All I know I made it by
God's grace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, oh, and it was God's grace.
God's grace.
Hallelujah.
Made it this far. It was God's grace. And thank God for favor. Because if it had not been for grace and mercy, we wouldn't have made it thus far. To God be the glory for bringing us this far by faith. Without faith, we realized that we couldn't have made it where we are today. Because thank God it was faith and grace and mercy and favor that got us up out of the bed this morning. Because we wasn't promised today. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. But thank God, God's grace that brought us this far. Amen. Our introduction of speaker, I believe that's me. What can I say about this young man? I can take you all the way. He said make it short like y'all said Miracle Church. He said make it short. I'll just say his name. Thank God for this young man that I met, amen, which is my husband. I met him at the age of 11 and a half years old. You know we was in elementary school. And he looked good to me then. He looks better now. He's a twin, but the twin didn't have nothing on him. I had eyes for Alan, and I let all the girls know it. Keep your hands off of him. That's mine. For 55 years, God blessed us. When they said, I give you 1 month, but I took a challenge on that. Oh, sometimes I felt like throwing him out the window and go down to the bottom of the steps and catch him. But thank God, amen, the father of three lovely children. We lost one when we first got here in Richmond, Virginia. And the devil said, you shouldn't have crossed the bridge. But thank God, through that, she was saved when God called her home. Early one morning, a massive heart attack at the age of 17 years old. But thank God, with the strength of the Lord and the strength of my husband, God brought us this far by the grace of God. Nobody could do it like Jesus. This young man, I say young man of faith and power, been through a lot, been through a lot of struggles. Amen. But every struggle, my mother-in-law used to say he's like a cat on a hot ton, on a hot, what is that? I don't know what that meant, but she knew what it meant. But he just keep on leaping and keep on leaping. I've watched him, and I remember one time I was, you know how us women, we worry a lot. We worry larks. He said, Ella, he said, stop worrying. Let me do it. If anybody want to worry, let me do it. And I took a challenge at that. I said, you know what? Since he's my head, I'm going to let him do it. I'm going to let him worry. And that really lifted me up. When things got down and all he had to do to speak the word and said, Ella, you don't have to worry. Everything is going to fall in place. God's timing. And just as he said, it happened. And I want to encourage you that are here today to listen. And I'm not just speaking just because I'm his wife. But whatever he says, listen, because it does happen. It does take place. A man that God has given him favor. We had a building on Hall Street. I don't know if y'all remember. 1601 Hall Street. And the building, the roof began to leak. So when the roof started leaking, it got to the point that we had to move out. So we started visiting different churches, going in, encouraging the pastors, encouraging them, and you know, we said we're going to leave a word with them. So this morning we went to one church, and when we got there to encourage the preacher had a word for us. He said, I want to tell y'all something. He said, Apostle George, he said, because of your faithfulness, because of your passion for people, there's a building in such and such a place that God has waiting for you. He described the building right to the T, right to the T. And to make stories short, we are sitting in that building right now. A building was just about given to us, all set up. We didn't have to do nothing, just walk in, clean up, just put in a few flags, and everything is waiting just for us with our name on it. And I thank God for this man of God, amen, today that's going to minister to you. The word of God said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. A man of God that not just preached the word, but he lives the word. Amen. I'm proud to present to some, introduce to others when he do come up, none other than Apostle Allen George II. Got that over with. Amen. He's not coming right yet. They're standing. They're ready. Oh, my. Amen. We're going to have a selection from Pastor Warren and Daphne. I think I've said this name before. Stedevant. Yeah, I can find you now. I know where you're sitting. Let's receive them by saying amen and God bless you as they come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're really glad to be a part of this celebration. Congratulations, man. We love you guys so much. Wow. Have you found favor in God? Glory to God forever. And, you know, we just want to minister this song. And actually, it was Mother Scott's idea, but we're glad to do it, Mother Scott. And it always blesses us, and we hope that you'll be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
As I look back over my life,
I can see how your love has guided me. Even though I've done wrong, you never left me alone. You forgave me, and you kept on blessing. This I record to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is because of your mercy that we are not consumed. Your compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. faithfulness.
When I look back over my life,
I can see how your love has guided me. Even though I've done wrong, you never left me alone. You forgave me, and you kept on blessing. This I record to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is because of your mercy that we are not consumed. Your compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. I could never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loosed my shackles and you set me free. How you made a way out of no way. You turned my darkness into day. You've been my joy in the time of sorrow. Hope for my tomorrow. Peace in the time of storm.
Strength when I'm weak and worn. I could never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me.
How you loosed my shackles and you set me free.
How you made a way out of no way.
You turned my darkness into day.
You've
been my joy in the time of sorrow. For my tomorrow, peace in the time of storm,
strength when I'm weak and worn. I could never repay
you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loosed my shackles and you set me free. How you made a way out of no way. You turned my darkness into day.
You've
been my joy in the time of sorrow. For my tomorrow, peace in the time of storm, strength when I'm weak and worn. You've been so faithful.
Even though there were times I didn't do what you wanted me to do.
You've been,
Lord, you've been so faithful. Even though there were times I didn't say what you wanted me to say.
You've been,
Lord, you've been so faithful. And I could never repay.
Repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loosed my shackles and you set me free. How you made a way out of no way. You turned my darkness into day. You've been my joy in the times of sorrow. Hope for my tomorrow. Peace in the times of storm.
Strength when I'm weak and worn. I could never repay
you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loosed my shackles and you set me free. How you made a way out of no way. Turn my darkness into day.
Bring
me joy in the time of sorrow.
Hope
for my tomorrow. Peace in the time of storm.
Strength
when I'm weak and worn.
You've been, Lord, you've been so faithful. Even though there were times I didn't do what you wanted me to do.
You've been,
oh God,
Lord, you've been so faithful.
Even though there were times I didn't say what you wanted me to say.
You've been,
oh Lord,
Lord, you've been so faithful. So faithful.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus!
Hallelujah! Glory! 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 Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord!
Thank you, Lord!
Glory! 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 Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus!
Glory!
Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord!
Hallelujah! Thank you, you've been so faithful. Let's give them a hand. Amen. Sounding like the Wandmans. Lord, you've been so faithful. He's been faithful, church. That's all I've been hearing today. Lord, you've been so faithful. Let's stand up on our feet right now as we receive the message and the word of God today from Apostle Allen George II.
While you're standing, Lord, we thank you today for how you have blessed us, and we ask that you would just continue to move in this service today. God, we thank you for this great edifice. We thank you for how you have blessed these pastors, and God, you have given them strength. You have loved them so much that you have awarded their requests. And Lord, we thank you in a special way for everyone that's here and those that are going to listen to the word of God and those that are going to receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Before you sit down, grab somebody by the hand and say, get ready,
to receive
what you come for. All right. Amen. Thank God for, I got it. Thank God for my wife. Amen. Yeah, sometimes you got to find them, you know, but I won't go there. All right. But we thank God for Pastor Martin and his lovely wife. They have been such a blessing to us. And I'm just happy. I'm just happy and excited for them. And I'm happy and excited for the congregation, and I just know that God is getting ready to do great things for them, and this is just the beginning of what God is going to do. Amen. Thank God for all the pastors that are here, and I'm going to share something with you. I'm not a long-winded preacher. Somebody said amen. But I would like to share something with you. Now, this is going to be something that I'm sure you have never heard this before, coming from me, because you have never heard me before. But the Word of God is going to bless you so much that you that come with problems, you that come with whatever you come with, you're going to walk out the door with no problems. You may say, well, how do you know that? I don't. It's up to you. According to your faith. Am I talking right?
Amen.
Now, I sense that it's a lot of good people in here, if not all of you are good. I sense that. I sense that there are a lot of good people, if not all of you are good. But there is some mean people in here. Have I got a witness?
Yes, sir.
Do me a favor so they can know who said that. Stand up and turn around and say the same thing. All right, all right. All right. He said it. All right. But what, now I minister like this because I want people to understand that church is not boring. Church is not a demanding situation that you just got to be here. Church is something that you're freely to enjoy. Church, enjoy each other. Look at the person beside you and say, I love you. That's how church is supposed to be. We love each other. Amen. Today I would like to share something with you, and I'm going to give you some scriptures, and later on you can follow these scriptures. I won't read all of them today, but this is something that is very, 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 very important to us, and it's something that we need to pay attention to. Our first scripture is going to be Hebrews 11 and 1. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to it. Our first scripture is going to be Hebrews 11 and 1. Our second scripture is going to be Genesis 22 and 1. Our third scripture is going to be Job 14 and 14. And our last scripture is going to be Esther 4 and 15. Now, somebody just said, I thought he said he wasn't a long preacher. Well, I'm not long-winded at all. But I want to share this with you. I want to share this with you and repeat it after me. faith, when it is tested, it can be trusted. Today, Pastor Martin, his lovely wife, and the congregation is in this building today because their faith down through the years, will be 29 years, was tested. Think about it now. You got to think about what I'm saying in order to get this. And if you don't catch it the first time, don't ask me. I can't repeat it because it's coming from God, and I want to share it with you. Not only Pastor Martin and his lovely wife and the congregation here, but every one of us sitting in here, if your faith that you have in God or anything you have faith in is not tested, trust me, it's not going to be trusted. Simple as that. If you trust in your husband or your wife, knowing that they're going to take care of you and they're going to love you, if it has not been tested with something that the devil had to offer, you can't trust it. That's why we have problems sometimes. We're supposed to have problems when it comes to a husband and wife. We're supposed to have hiccups, as they say. We're supposed to have some valley experiences. After you get through the valley and you come up on the mountaintop, you can look back at the valley and say, that's where we found each other because now I know you. Look at somebody and give them a high five and say, I need to know you. Especially husbands and wives. Faith that is not tested can't be trusted. I like that. Faith that's not tested cannot be trusted. Faith that is not tested cannot be trusted. You can trust a lot of things. You can look up to a lot of things, and you can have a lot of things. You can go through a lot of things. But whatever you go through, whatever you encounter, if it have not been tested to the point that you know for a fact that that's what you're supposed to do or that's what you're supposed to have, you can't trust it. Pastor Martin and his lovely wife been through some things with people, no doubt. Could be some in here now, but anyway, you thank God for you. But people will make you understand what life is all about. People are not mean. All of us are nice, lovely people. But because we don't understand what God wants to do with our life, we are sometimes totally confused of how we should act when we go through certain things. I preached this morning at the church. We didn't choose to be with God or Jesus. He chose us. And sometimes we don't understand why we have to go through certain things because we didn't choose ourselves. He chose us to do and walk this walk. Now, for example, you take like Brother Job. Now, you know the story of Job. We don't need to read through all of that, what Job went through. Job went through a lot. But at the end, he got double for his trouble. Now, some key things that we need to understand about faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Some key words in certain situations we go through, we need to look at them very carefully. Now, what activated Job's faith was a few words like, I'm going to wait till my change come. I'm getting happy about this already now. That was the key word
for the devil to know, do what you got to do. I'm going to wait till my change comes. For example, you take like the three Hebrew boys. There were some key words for them that they told the king. King, oh king, do what you got to do. But it's one thing I do know, I will not bow. Look at somebody and say, I will not bow. I like that. How many times have the devil tried to make you bow to things that you don't really want to bow to, but because of circumstances, because of things that's going on in your life, you have no alternative but to bow? But if you believe in God and you trust God, faith without is, you and I have got to learn how to trust God for the impossible. Am I talking right? Trust God when it don't seem like there's no word called trust. Trust God like Pastor Martin and his lovely wife trusted God, knowing one day they're going to be sitting in a beautiful church such as this, looking at me preaching. Faith is something that all of us have. It's just that we need to demonstrate it more. Am I talking right? Now, you take like Esther. Esther, she made a statement. She made a profound statement. She made a profound statement, and she told the king, she said in Esther 4 and 15, she told the king, those key words was, listen, if I perish, some of us is telling some situations right now. You're sitting here right now and you're deciding which way you want to go, what you want to do with this situation that's going on in your life and going on in your family. But you need to get some key words and you need to tell yourself. Sometimes you got to just encourage yourself. Look at somebody and say, you got to encourage yourself sometime. Now, some people don't know how to encourage themselves. Since we have cell phones, what you need to do is borrow somebody's phone. Call your number, and when the number picks up, you say, listen, whoever your name is, I'm going to say, Alan George, you are blessed. Hang up the phone, and then see who called on your phone, and you hear yourself telling yourself. Some people just can't get encouragement from nobody. Well, listen, you don't have to. Encourage yourself. The Bible said, David said, I encourage my own self. Give somebody another high five and say, encourage yourself. Things are not that bad. I got one or two more. I'm almost done, Pastor Martin. I love this. We're dedicating this. How you dedicate a building? You really don't dedicate a building. You dedicate the people that's in the building. Because when we leave from this building, when Pastor leaves and locks the door, this building is going to be here all by itself. And a lot of times what we got to do is recognize that this is nothing but a house that God has called us to come in and worship, fellowship, and love each other, failing not to assemble ourselves together. Am I talking right? Faith that's not tested can't be trusted. But when the faith is tested, when trials come, when burdens come, when people talk about you for no reason at all. You ever had people to talk about you for no reason at all? Let me see if somebody's hand has been had that experience. All of us. Well, listen, you need to understand one thing. They've been talking about us for years. When I say us, that's everybody. Number one, when the woman got pregnant, somebody said, I wonder what is it going to be, a girl or a boy? When you're living, they're going to be talking about you. What they doing? They make me sick. And when you die, they're going to look in the casket and they're going to say, they sure don't look like themselves. Listen, people, you cannot get around it. Can't get around it. They're going to talk about you. So just let's learn how to understand one thing. If people talk about us, it must be something going on in your life that they either don't lack or they lack. Ah! Look at your neighbor beside you and say, I wonder what they don't like about me. But it's a good thing to know that God loves you. It's a good thing to know that God is concerned about you. And that's why God allows people to tap into your life. A lot of times people say, well, they're so nosy. They just make me. No, no, no. What God is doing is showing you that somebody cares about you. You may say, well, Pastor, how can you get this way? Well, I tell you, I've been through so much, and I've been through so much with people. And I thank God for people that allowed, if it was the enemy or whether it was God, I appreciate people allowing themselves to be a part of my life. Now, you got to catch this one. This is important. I appreciate people to be a part of my life. Whether they talk about me or whether they don't talk about me, they are a part of my life. And guess what? People has caused me and you to be the way you are, whether it be positive or whether it be negative. Whether it be good or whether it be bad. Now, some people just need to get over themselves. It ain't the person that's making you angry and mad. It's not the person that you see every day. It's us. Look in the mirror. Be like Michael Jackson, the man in the mirror. Look at something in the mirror. Look in the mirror, and you'll see that it's not your neighbor or it's not the person beside you. It's us a lot of times that's going through some things that we don't understand what's going on. What's happening, our faith in God is being tested. Our faith in God is being tested to the point that you are either going to love God or you're not going to love him. What causes people to do what they do? Now, I'm not going to go into all of that. This is a dedication service. This is a service that we want to just thank God for how God has blessed Pastor Martin. And this place is going to be a place that people are going to come in and they're going to be blessed. They're going to be healed. They're going to be delivered. And they're going to be set free. There is some in here today. You are in a situation right now that you need to turn your life over to God. If you don't, you're going to lose it. Simple as that. Because we've been through so much. Why are we going to let the enemy take us through anymore after today? There are some folk go to church every Sunday. No change. Pastor, can I preach this? No change. Somebody just tell me to preach. Now they said it. Now there are some people. There are some people going to church every Sunday and no change. Why? Because they have not found themselves. Just like that rich, that little young man, he told his daddy, the prodigal son told his daddy, look, give me everything that's due me. Daddy gave it to him. And he went his way, spent all his money, party time. Probably if it had crack back there in that day, he probably was doing crack. If they had vodka, he probably was drinking vodka. If they had it back there in that day, I don't know. Big Apple, they might have had some of that back there. I don't know. Mary Jane, they might have had some of that back there. I don't know. But he parted all of his money up. Don't ask me if they have it today. Yes, they do. But he parted everything up. Just messed up. But guess what? You know you know what the real story, the real message of this story was? He came to himself. And until we come to ourselves, listen, we're going to have problems with our life until we change our life. In closing, one scripture that I want to leave with you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Noun faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen. I can imagine back in the day, Pastor, you were saying, how are we going to do this? Woo! God, who are we going to get to help do this? But look what God did. God used somebody, no doubt probably used maybe your enemies to help you build this church. And look what God has done. God has placed you in a church where you can enjoy the benefits, the trials, and the heartaches. And look what God has done. God has placed you in a place that you can worship God. Not only just for you, but for the people to come in and worship God. That's a blessing. Church, if our faith in Christ is not tested, it cannot be trusted. Close your eyes. Lord, we thank you today. Thank you for how you have blessed us through these words of encouragement and these words of enlightenment. God, we ask that you would just bless each and every one that's here. Somebody may need a chance to just say, well, listen, preacher, I heard something and I need to do something about how I'm living. I need to do something. I need to just do something about my situation. I feel today that there are some today that's here. You need an encouraging word, but
said one more time. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because, oh, to me, for the word. Thank God for the word. Can your faith be trusted? After you done went through the storms, after you done went through the rain, can your faith be trusted? There's something on next week when we go home. On next week, somebody said next week, that message is going to come up because some of us are going to be tested. Oh yes, I hear what I said? Mark it on your calendar. Some of you in here are going to be tested, and then you're going to find out, God, that word that came forth was just for me. Sometimes the words come forth, we say, oh, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. But keep on living. That's why the word of God is in here, because it's for us. If we're not found in that word, you're in trouble. Amen. Am I talking right? Because we was founded on the word of God, the faith in God. And because of him, we've been tried and trusted. We can trust in him. I thank God for that word. The life, the word of God is life and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Apostle. If nobody enjoyed it, your wife enjoyed it. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Amen. Right now, we're going to do something that everybody been waiting for. Hallelujah. All last week. You've been waiting for this. You've been waiting to go in your secret closet. Some of us can hide money in some strange places. One person came to our church one time, and every time my husband would ask for an offering, he would get up and run outside. My husband, where you going? He said, my offering's in the car. I said, keep on. Somebody's going to find out where that money's at. You're going to go in the car, and the money's going to be gone. God's got a way of getting it. And that money is so precious to us. But you know what? That seed is powerful. Somebody said seed. Seeds. How many of us love seeding? I'm not the one going to lift the offering. I'm just going to encourage it. How many of us love putting seed? How many is a gardeners? Do you garden? Do you plant seeds? Amen. We got them in here. And you know, when you put the seeds in the ground, I think my husband was preaching this morning, if you do a watermelon seed or something, it comes out more than just one. You get a lot of, what is it? You get a lot of watermelons. Just simple as that. That's simple, wasn't it? In other words, little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. You sow a little, you sow a dollar, and some of us expect $1,000, you sow $1. But you got to stop being stingy, because God wasn't stingy with you. And that part of the service, I noticed people get quiet, their countenance change, their hair get tighter on their heads. Because you say that word, somebody look at somebody and say, money. Have you got money? If you don't give it, God will take it. So give something that you would want somebody to give you. Give and it shall be good, pressed, shaken, shall men give unto your bosom. Now, who's the ones that do the offering here? Your name, let me see. They probably said, please don't call my name. Your name is Deacon Wim and GMC Ushers. Am I looking the right way? And they looking so quiet. Where you at? Come on down. The price is right. We want to bless this house today. We want to bless the pastor to help lift the load. Because my husband and I, being pastors, we know the load can get really heavy. And if we don't give it, sometimes the preacher have to go in his pocket and give out of his pocket. And it's kind of difficult taking care of two houses by yourself. Am I talking right? Got to take care of God's house, then turn around and take care of your house. And then they wonder why the pastor be blessed, because he's giving. So you can be blessed, better than blessed, by giving back to God that he blessed you with. Would you come on down? I don't know if you passed the plate or if... Pass the plate. Okay. Pass the plate. Now, y'all do the right thing now. Don't put it in so quick so nobody don't see it. Bless them real good. Praise him. I love to praise. I love to praise his name. Holy name, I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to praise him. I love to
praise his name.
I love to praise his holy name. I love to praise him. Oh, I love to praise. I was getting excited. It's not the time. Sorry. Amen. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank God for your giving, your liberal giving. Amen. Right now, we're going to have a dance by Robin Moore, GMC Praise Dancer.
this won't faze me. And it don't even matter how strong the winds, let them blow. And it gets dark, I don't give up, no matter what. Cause I got a friend who will never let me go. Me, helping me to stand. And even if I lose it all, oh, I'll just dust off my hands and start over again. Cause I'ma build it all right back, brick by brick. I'ma get it back real quick. Cause ain't nothing but praise coming off these lips. Praise coming off these lips.
Oh, yeah, we rise up. Never get tired. I stand guard, even when it's cold and gray. I won't give up, I won't give in. I keep on singing my praise to Him. You know I might stumble, I might bend, but He won't let me break. Don't you know He won't let you break? No, no, no. So every day, no matter what comes, keep on giving thanks. You gotta raise the run. So even if I lose everything, if ain't nothing left to my name at all, I ain't gonna lose my faith at all. No, no, no. Cause I'ma build it all right back, break by break. I'ma get it back real quick. Cause ain't nothing but praise coming off these lips. Praise coming off these lips.
Oh, yeah, we'll rise up. Never get tired. Burdens get lighter. I'ma push till I'm drowning.
Right now, we're going to have a selection by the Gospel Truth Choir, Midlothian First Baptist.
Thank you.
congratulate you all on this beautiful, beautiful anthem.
Yeah.
When life problems comes your way, hold your head up high and say, anyhow. Somebody say, anyhow. All right, all right. That was good. Amen. Right now we're going to have a dance by the Ministering Arms. Oh my, she come excited. All right, dance your troubles away. Go ahead now.
Use your key, use your key. Break every chain. Come on, Tim, sing.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
Let's say there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up, yeah.
All right. Break them chains. Break the chains. Break the chains. Let us hear that chain. Break it. Break the chain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the chains falling. Break every chain. Break every chain. Somebody stand up and break that chain. Come on, break it. Stand up and break that chain. Break it. Break it. Break that chain in your life. Oh yes, I feel the chain. The chains is broken. The chains is broken. Hallelujah. The break every chain. Yes, sir. Mama them broke, they broke them chains. I felt it. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, go ahead and break it, mama. Go ahead and break it. Go ahead and break it. Break it. Give her a praise dance. Mama wanna dance. Yeah. Hallelujah. The change is broken. The change is broken. There's some change that you can't break. You gotta try to get a, what you call them, what is it? But look, God can break through the change. He can break every change. Oh, I felt that one. Did you feel the change broken? Hallelujah. We can leave out of here with broken change. Ain't no change holding me. Ain't nothing holding me down. Hallelujah. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. Somebody say, I feel it. I feel it. Oh, glory to God. Stand up and give God a hand wave, will you? Come on now. Come on now. The chains is broken. The chains are broken. The chains are broken. You that came in with a change on you, the chains are broken. It's broken. That chain of sickness is broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's all right to dance. It's all right to dance. That's it. Yes. Yes, I know somebody else wants to dance, but they're looking around. Yeah, 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 yes, 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 yes. Ain't no change holding her. My God. Yes. Yes. I see some of y'all feet moving. Some of your toes are moving. Some of your legs are moving. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. Somebody jump up and shout hallelujah. 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 I feel the chains broken. I said the chains are broken. The chains is broken. Yes. My. Yes. It always gets to the close of the climax of a service that it begins to get broken. Because some of us are holding ourselves down. You feel it, but you don't want to let self go. Flesh don't want to move. But sometimes flesh got to get out of the way so that God can get in the way. Am I talking right? I ain't going to get excited because I feel that you're looking at me. I want to go home. All right. That was refreshing. That was refreshing. Yes. Showers of blessings. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds. That's why we praise him while we can. Amen. I believe this is election by the GMC praise team. Let's say amen.
come into his presence, lifting up the name of Jesus, and you hear the music playing, and you see the people praising. Just forget about your worries, let your troubles fall behind you. Don't you wait another minute, just get up and on your feet and get to dancing, singing, jumping, leaping, get to shouting, make it loud and make it glorious. Start rejoicing, praising, lifting, raising, get to shouting, make it loud and make his praise glorious. When you come into his presence, lifting up the name of Jesus, and you hear the music playing, and you see the people praising, just forget about your worries, let your troubles fall behind you. Don't you wait another minute, just get up and on your feet and get to dancing, singing, jumping, leaping, get to shouting, make it loud and make it glorious. Start rejoicing, praising, lifting, raising, get to shouting, make it loud and make his praise. Get to dancing, singing, jumping, leaping, get to shouting, make it loud and make it glorious. Start rejoicing, praising, lifting, raising, get to shouting, make it loud and make his praise glorious, glorious.
To hear from the man of God, none other than Pastor Eric Martin.
Praise the Lord, everyone. There was a song that says, what a time, what a time, what a time. A good time. But before I start thanking people that are going to forget half the names, one thing I want to do. You know, God's truly opened the doors, and this is a blessing of God. But, you know, if this house was separated, this house wasn't in agreement, if this house didn't pray and have the same faith that I had in God, this building wouldn't be here. So I would like to give every member of God's Miracle Church to stand. Yes. God is good. He is great. His mercies endure forever. I have all the pastors to stand. Pastors. Thank you for being with us, celebrating with us, and even have members of your congregation allow them to come to share in this glorious, exciting day. Amen. I'm going to have Pastor Scott to stand and to, because I think she had a few people to come along with her. She may want to thank them publicly. Amen. Yes, indeed. Yes, I did it.
And I think all my family is here, and it's just a blessed day. I just want to thank God most of all for what He's done for us, through us, and to us in these 28 years. And as they said, it hasn't been easy. We had people come and go, and people grab hold of your heart. They don't understand they take a part of your heart with them.
That's true.
And you know, and God has blessed us and connected us with special people that pretty much helped this place be what it is today. And one lady I just would like to stand just to thank her. That's our realtor that we had, Miss Roxanne. Please just stand. Let me tell you. This young lady told us about this piece of property when it hadn't even been listed. I know the first we looked at a piece of property first, and you know that fell, that wasn't good. It was a rotten deal. So God closed that door, but He put in her heart to open up another door through our realtor, and this is the land that she told us about, and everything moved from there. I know you had your husband's help, too, so we give you applause. But see, after the land, construction had to be done. And God opened the door and blessed us with a good construction company, the Hicks Construction Company. Mr. Hicks, just stand. I hope we can see who you are, man. Yeah. Now that I got that out the way, I don't know if I have anything else to say, but to thank each and every one of you who participated, who gave your gift unto us, to bless us, to celebrate this glorious occasion. This is what God can do. If you hold fast, keep the faith, and keep your hand in His unchanging hand, He'll open the doors that you thought were closed to you. Because we thought a lot of doors are closed, but through God, He opened doors. He has the key. I'd like to thank, everyone who, the ushers, and my sister that helped get this together right, because this is my first time. It may be my last, but it's just been a blessed day. I'd like to thank everyone. And my brother Q, came here, visited us. He was here, he went to service, he's out to service. He came here from Kansas to share in this celebration. But other than that, instead of him getting on the road early, he wanted to be here. And he is leaving a little bit later after service. God bless you, man. You and your companion and the children. Today, it's been a great day. Any of the pastors, anyone who have any questions before? Comments. Any comments, questions, comments. See, y'all just get me so excited. Hey. Yeah, okay, that's right. There you go. There you go. Yeah, that's right. So you. Oh, we would have made room. Yeah, we would have made room for him. All right, so now we're going to have our closing selection by the praise singers, GMC praise singers. And after that, I'm going to ask Apostle George to dismiss us. Amen. You did a good job. Amen.
This is not my usual mic. If you confess the Lord,
call him up. If you confess the Lord, call him up. If you confess the Lord, call him up. If you confess the Lord, call him up.
Believe in the Father,
in the Son, in the Holy Ghost. Call him up and tell him what you want.
Delight yourself in the Lord,
and he will give you the desires of your heart. Even though sometimes we stumble, sometimes we fall, call him up and tell him what
praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, Jesus. Can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, Jesus. 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 Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, praising his name, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, can't stop, praising his name, I just can't stop, praising his name, I just can't stop, praising his name, Jesus. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Praising his name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praising his name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let us all stand. Pastor, thank you. First Lady, thank you. Thank God for all.